Chapter 11, Turning Change into Action. When you've gone through a lot, it's easy to think that big change has to happen fast. You might feel like you have to fix everything in your life right now. That kind of thinking can wear you out before you even begin. The truth is, change that lasts doesn't happen all at once. It happens in small steps. Real change comes from doing the right things, a little at a time, day after day. You don't have to run a marathon tomorrow. You don't have to start a business by next week. You don't need to become someone else overnight. What you need is one step forward and then another one after that. Small actions, done with purpose, will build a life you're proud of. You didn't become who you are in a single day, and you won't become who you're meant to be in a day either. Give yourself time. Start where you are. In the military, discipline was everywhere. You woke up at a certain time, you followed orders, you took care of your gear and your teammates. That rhythm gave you structure. And even though it was hard sometimes, it gave your life meaning. After leaving service, that structure disappears. And without it, many veterans feel lost, unfocused, or even ashamed of how they spend their time. But here's the truth. Discipline isn't about being perfect. It's about making promises to yourself and keeping them. It's about showing up, even when no one is watching. When you do that, even in small ways, your confidence grows. You start to believe in yourself again. You don't need a drill sergeant. You need a plan. You need a few habits that matter, that bring your life back into order. Maybe it's waking up at the same time every day. Maybe it's walking around the block instead of staying in bed. Maybe it's making your bed each morning or writing down three things you're thankful for. Simple things like that add up. They remind you that you're in charge of your life again. Without a plan, days can feel long and empty. You wake up, look at the clock, and wonder what to do. Hours pass, the TV stays on, the phone stays silent. That kind of day isn't restful, it's draining. You feel like you're just floating through time. That's why structure is so important. Structure gives your day shape. It gives you something to aim at. You don't have to plan every minute, but having a few goals each day can make a huge difference. When you write them down, they become real. When you check them off, you feel a sense of progress. Maybe you decide to move your body every morning. Maybe you set time to read, to think, or to work on a personal project. Maybe you call someone once a day. These little things keep you moving forward. They keep your mind active and your heart engaged. And when something doesn't go as planned, that's okay. You adjust. You learn. The goal is not perfection. The goal is momentum. When you're moving forward, even slowly, you're not stuck anymore. A strange thing happens when you start doing things. You get more energy. You don't wait until you feel motivated. You move, and the motivation follows. Sitting still too long drains your energy. Taking action, even small action, gets your blood flowing. It wakes you up. It brings your mind back online. If you wait until you feel like it, you might be waiting a long time. That's why small wins matter. When you complete something, no matter how small, you feel stronger. You feel more in control. You feel like yourself again. Start with something you can finish. Clean out one drawer. Write down one goal. Call one person. That's a win. And when you get one win, it makes the next one easier. Pretty soon you've got a good day behind you, and then a good week. And then you realize you're not stuck anymore. You're moving forward. No one is coming to tell you what to do anymore. That might feel scary, but it's also a gift. You get to create your own routine now. You get to decide what matters most in your day. You can build a life that fits who you are now, not who you used to be. Think about the kind of man you want to be, the kind of father, husband, friend, or leader. What does that man do each day? How does he start his morning? What does he do when things go wrong? What kind of choices does he make? Now take a few of those ideas and put them into your routine. You don't have to be that man all at once, but you can start doing what he would do. That's how you become him, by acting like him. Every time you choose structure and discipline, you step closer to the life you want. Some days you'll mess up, you'll sleep in, you'll break your routine, you'll feel like you've lost progress. That's normal. That's life. The key is not to quit. The key is to begin again. Starting over is not failure. Starting over is strength. Every time you decide to show up, even after a hard day, you're building something stronger inside yourself. You're learning that you're not controlled by your past. You're not stuck in your mistakes. You are in motion. You are changing. Change is messy. It's not a straight line. But the more you commit to action, the more the pieces come together. It doesn't matter how many times you fall down. What matters is that you get back up. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes you a leader in your own life. This chapter is about movement, about doing, not just thinking, about putting hands to work, feet to ground, and heart back into the game. When you take consistent action, you begin to trust yourself again. You build momentum. You start to become the man you were always meant to be, strong, focused, and grounded in purpose. You can't think your way out of pain. You can't wait your way into healing, but you can act your way into strength. One small win at a time, one steady habit at a time, one honest day at a time. This is how change becomes real. This is how you become real again.